From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The second agricultural exemption extension for the electronic logging device requirement is being applauded by several industry groups. Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao recently announced an additional 90-day temporary waiver for ag-related transportation. According to AgNetWest.com, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue wholeheartedly supports the move, saying the ELD mandate lacks the flexibility necessary for the unique realities of hauling ag commodities. The mandate requires the purchase, installation, and use of an ELD, which will digitally record the driver's every move. A lawsuit claiming Monsanto's popular weed killer Roundup causes cancer was dealt a blow by a judge's conclusion the opinions of experts testifying against it are shaky. AgWeb.com reports U.S. District Judge Vince Chabria is the first judge to weigh in on the toxicity of the world's most popular herbicide. The judge heard from toxicologists, statisticians, and oncologists, but took a keen interest in a couple of epidemiologists, concluding epidemiology is a loosey-goosey and highly subjective field. The National Young Farmers Coalition applauds the introduction of a bipartisan House bill that provides critical resources for farmers experiencing emotional, physical, and financial distress. The STRESS Act would establish the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network to coordinate assistance programs, including crisis hotlines, educational and outreach services, and training for farmer advocates. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.